So this morning is my singular honor to introduce to you Reverend Professor Dr. Yapo Frimpomanson, the General Superintendent of the Assemblies of God Ghana. Amen. Welcome him. Welcome him. Welcome him.
Amen. It's a pleasure and honor for me to be here and to share the word of God with you. Shall we pray? Father, we do pray that you speak to us and bless our day. Amen. Last night, we had a wonderful time, you know, when we had a couples meeting. We learned a lot. And I think we had what we call 1 week rule. As for that one, we will not share with those who were not there. If you want to get info, come next time. We organize one and I'll come and join you. You know, it's wonderful. The last time I was here, we had Ghana Canada Day. And this time, God has brought in something. And I'm very grateful. I thank God for your pastor and the leadership for giving me the privilege to speak. Especially thank God also to see our father, Reverend and Mrs. Samuel here. I was thinking of how to meet them. So the Lord has just created an opportunity for me to see them. I'm always grateful to their life and ministry. Their humility is something you cannot talk about. When I was preaching at the funeral of the late Nemela Panka, I said one of the legacies I've taken from that man is his humility. His love and concern for people. And I can say that our pastor, our father, is just like him. And I'm very grateful. We produce our own kind. And I know that we have learned from them and Reverend DeGraft and the rest. I was talking to somebody this morning and the person told me how Reverend DeGraft and Olivia, both of them have got a pastor's heart. And I said, no wonder. They had the inspiration from my father and mother. You know, I have a philosophy in life. Don't allow me to die before you write a lengthy tribute. Some of them are false. Amen. So what if they were true, you should have said them when I was alive. But because I cannot speak, you can come and say anything. In fact, we went to Amsterdam 86 and Reverend Zachariah gave a story about a man who died. And the brothers went to the preacher and said that, tell the congregation that he's a saint and we'll pay you any money that you want. The preacher said, okay, I'll do it. So while the body was there and he started preaching, he said, this man was a crook. He was a thief. He was a drunkard. He was an alcoholic. And he was full of evil. But compared to his brother, he was a saint. Oh, good. I have a short message. Those of you who normally know my preaching, I don't believe in long preaching. It becomes boring and repetitive and the rest. That's when you are trained in UK, they tell you that maximum should be 20 minutes. And if it's good 30, don't worry. In some domains, it's 1 hour, but in UK, they train you to speak very, very, very short because they don't have time. The service is about 1.5 hours or less. And normally, you know, when I went there, the cultural shock I experienced was that they will set their stove and everything, put the chicken in the stove and prepare their dinner while they are coming to off church. So by 12, they have to be there, get ready on their table. So if you preach long, you see them just walking. So at my first time, I saw this thing. And so they told me, Paul, if you see them leaving, don't worry. We are supposed to close at this time so those who have time can sit in. So I'm going to preach very short. But that doesn't mean I will not tell you what I want to tell you. First of all, Ghana, we are building our headquarters, as some of you may know. We've reached, it has been roofed. We've done its 6 floors. Plus a basement. Under the basement, we have 100 car parks. And on the upper car park is about 75. Then after the roof, we have a summer hut. The roof for events, weddings, parties, occasions, conferences. We have about 350 executive conference hall. We have, 27 guest houses. bookshops, a canteen, almost the canteen floor is like this, with a ultra-modern kitchen. And we are working on it. In fact, we are fixing the lifts and doing the tiles. All the air conditions are there. Almost everything is there. And we are believing God to finish it by the end of this year. God is helping us. In Ghana, we take offerings every second Sunday. The pastors are cooperating. I've been told that Canada Church, you send us $2,500 recently. I'm waiting for it to be registered in our accounts, and I'll give you feedback. But we need more. Amen. Good. God is blessing our churches. I think we have also got accreditation for a university college, and tentatively they are opening this August. It's a technical university. What the reason is that a lot of people are coming with their humanities degrees and they're not getting jobs. So we felt that we would do CBT, competency-based training, the German model, whereby you go there, you come out as a carpenter, a civil engineer, agriculturist, mason, whatever. You know, in Ghana, people do some work, but the finishing is bad. That's why people are attracted to foreign goods. So we want to do a university where you go, of course, you have to have the necessary qualification. But if you lay a brick or you plaster somebody's house or you do a furniture for someone, it will be something that people will be attracted to. So pray over us that it comes on. Finally, our Vision 3000 is going on very rapidly. We had planted 1,861 churches in 3 years. We want to do 3,000 churches in 5 years. We think we will hit it by the grace of God, so pray with us and support us. And of course, the Vision 3000 also affects our churches outside. So we encourage people outside to plant churches. Amen. Canada is big, so don't just concentrate in Toronto area. Spread across, and God will help you. Amen. My wife should have been the preacher, as your pastor said. In fact, but we've been so busy traveling in and out here and there, and she was a bit tired. She couldn't come with me, but she sends her love and greetings to you. For last Sunday, around this time, I had just left Kumasi. We went to do Reverend John Nkrumah's retirement. John Nkrumah, yeah, he retired last Sunday. Those of you who know him, he was at Aija. So after the service, I had to, and Akununu in Central Region also had his retirement service in Swedru. So my assistant preached there, and I preached in Kumasi, and both of us rushed to Accra. And I have got about 3 or 4 retirement services again. Kumoji, Raphael, Opon, so many. Amen. So you pray that God will help us to get some young and energetic men to take over. My sermon is going to be very brief. Probably four, but very clear. I'm talking about a godly mother. A godly mother. And we will read a scripture from 1 Samuel. And I will add 2 other scriptures. 1 Samuel chapter 1. I'll read 1 Samuel chapter 1. I'll read something from verse 1, from verse 27, and then I'll read something from chapter 2, from verse 18. For this child I prayed, and the Lord granted me my petition, which I asked of him. Therefore, I also have lent him to the Lord. As long as he lives, she shall be lent to the Lord. That is L-O-R-D, Yahweh. If you are using any translation, they use the capital L-O-R-D, as opposed to Adonai, my master. So they worshipped the Lord there. Samuel was lent to the Lord. That was not the end. I've given him to the Lord, so the Lord should take care of him. But look at what follows. But Samuel ministered before the Lord even as a child. What a blessing. wearing a linen ephod. Moreover, his mother used to make him a little robe and bring it to him year by year when she came up with her husband to offer the yearly sacrifice. And Eli will bless Elkanah and his wife and say, "The Lord give you descendants from this woman for the loan that was given to the Lord." Then they will go their own home. So this is probably a scripture I want to emphasize on. Hannah, as some of you may have known her story, was married to Elkanah. Elkanah had got another wife called Peninnah. That lady had children, but Hannah had none. Hannah began to, you know, ask the husband, probably nag the husband, "I also need my own children." The husband would say, "But what can I do? Am I not more than, you know, 10 children for you? Don't worry, it's okay." Hannah will not settle in. One morning, after morning, she went to the temple and prayed so hard that the priest Eli even thought that she had got so much drunk with alcohol. And she said, "I have not drunk. I'm pouring my heart to the Lord." And of course, the priest encouraged her and said that the Lord will grant you your request. She went back, took a seat, and had a son. But Hannah made a pledge, "If I get a boy, a child, I'll give the child back to the Lord." She did as she said, and the child was given to the Lord. I think the husband also agreed, because we know that men are the head, and if the man had not agreed, she couldn't have done it. So women, we should also sometimes agree to certain initiatives that our wives take. Amen. We are the head, yes, but when they are taking godly decisions, we should encourage them. I've seen men complaining even about the givings of their wives and the tithes they pay. Oh yeah. I tell you, they will not pay. But when the wives are giving, they even begin to talk about it. "So she's got money somewhere, and I don't know, and she's using the money for this kind of things." Hallelujah. When your wives are giving their money to God, say, "Thank you, Jesus." So Hannah had a baby, lent the baby to the Lord. We are going to learn few things. Some are from this passage, but I've generalized them from other points. First, she presented the child to the Lord. That is dedication. It is imperative, it's not an option, that when God gives us children, we go back to God and present the child to the Lord. It's Old Testament tradition, and in the New Testament we saw Jesus being dedicated. And of course, Timothy and the rest, the parents might have dedicated them before praying and bringing them to the Lord. When we dedicate our children, as we do here, we are just saying that, "Lord, you gave this child to us, and we are bringing this child back to you." Of course, in Assemblies of God, we know we do not normally, we don't even baptize children, bringing them into the church, sprinkling water. We normally dedicate them to God, and when they grew and they have been able to discern right and wrong, accepted the message of the gospel, then we do baptize them by immersion in water. So first of all, godly women should dedicate their children, present their children to the Lord at the right time. I'm saying the right time. I don't know, in some churches, the women will stay home for 3 months, 6 months, 8 months, eat, bleach themselves. Sometimes they are almost backslidden before they come to bring their child to the Lord. When I was a pastor, beyond 6 weeks, I would never do it. For me, maximum 6 weeks, 40 days. Sometimes 1 month, depending upon the period the child was born. In the Bible, it was 8 days. I was with a friend in UK, gave birth to a child. Thursday, Sunday, they brought the child to the church. Here, they will stay home. You know, in traditional African religion sense, They say that the child has come, so it takes some time before the child breaks from the mother that is there. The woman has been healed, blah, 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 long time. They bring you to the church. Who told you? What scripture is that? Then they sit home, eat. So please, here, is it 3 months or 140 days or less? 6 weeks or less? When they go beyond, don't do it. They stay at home and they get backslidden. They come and the calamity has grown. So present your children to the Lord on time. When you are healthy and you can move and you can, don't stay at home for so long. It doesn't help. Then pray for your children. A godly mother prays for her children. So I think Hannah was interceding for the children. I believe that when we talk about John Wesley's mother, Susanna, so many children, she prayed for them. Lay your hands on your children one by one before they sleep. Intercede for them. We are not fighting against flesh and blood. There are powers and principalities that are always working to snatch the children away from you, especially in this context where there are so many negative influences. A godly mother prays for her children sometimes, at least once in a week or month, fast. Stay away from food and cry out unto God for God to bless your children. Hallelujah. Pray for them. Pray. Battle. It is warfare to rescue your children. Yes, Europe is difficult. America is difficult. Canada is difficult. But a godly woman can rescue her children from the snares of the devil. To me, what matters? You've got money, you've got buildings, you've got properties, you've got everything, and your children go on wayward. I was speaking to a certain lady, a Scottish lady. She had three boys. All of them are pastors. He said, "Paul, my husband and I, we don't have money, but I rejoice that to bring children in Scotland, and all of them are pastors serving the Lord. No money on earth can buy that. We don't have anything, but I give all my time for these children, and I'm glad." Hallelujah. As I stand here, my greatest joy is that all my children know the Lord. University qualification doesn't mean anything. Of course, it is hard to work to earn them. But compared to your children knowing the Lord and living for God, there's nothing that can be compared to. So, of course, I'm speaking to the women, but we the men too. Hallelujah. I had a lecturer who has just gone to be with the Lord. He said that we have mother tongue, not father tongue. So the women have got more responsibility. Men are ceremonial heads, but the women are those who are normally in control. I think I told you, I have shared this story here before. There was a man who was going to preach, and he stood in the church and said, "I've learned that I've been a pastor for 40 years, and I've learned that for every marriage to be successful, it is a woman who takes control, who leads." And so he said, "I'm going to see if there's any man here whose wife is not leading, whose wife is not in control." Then one man raised up the hand. And the pastor said, "This is wonderful. So you have broke my theory. So for your home, it is the man who is leading." He said, "But pastor, he told me to raise up my hands." She told me to raise. Amen. We are ceremonial heads, though. But when it comes to the integrity, hallelujah. So women, you have power. In our culture, people think we don't elevate women. But it's the women who appoint chiefs. Who told you that we don't respect women in our parlance, in our culture? They are powerful. Women, you have something. Pray for your children. Let me give you another scripture that may help. John 3:6, he that is spiritual, he that is flesh gives birth to flesh, and he that is spiritual gives birth to spiritual. When Jesus was having discourse with Nicodemus, talking about spiritual and physical birth, but the principles goes on. So for you to be able to have an impact, you must also be spiritual. And there's another scripture, I think Ezekiel 16:44 or so, it says that as the mother is, so is the daughter. And of course, as the mother, as father is, so is the son, in other words. Somebody say something. If the mother monkey want to see how her face looks like, she just see the daughter, the child's face, and that doesn't need a mirror. Sekokuo ba So women, I'm speaking to you. You are producing your kind. In Genesis, every animal produced his or her kind. Pray for them. Two, protect her children. A godly mother protects her children. Somebody has said, if you are under my roof, then you are under my rule. What kinds of friends do they have? Kinds of clothes they wear? Where, who is influencing them? What kind of television channels they are watching? Are you monitoring the activities? Oh, here, you can't do that. Who told you you can't do that? And then you leave them. And when you begin to change them, it has been too late. Somebody has said, okra, when it grows hard, you can boil it for one day. It won't be soft. We leave the children, we don't train them the way they should grow. And when they have become hard, we want to pray to change them. It doesn't work. Mold their characters. Protect them. Say yes and no to them. When you see the clothes that the child is wearing and you are not interested, say, you are not taking this out. If the child is going to eat certain food that is not going to help the child, you are not going to eat it. If the child is moving with some friends you are not interested, say, you are not going out of them. And I will say that until the child has grown and have left your home, the mother or the father should be the last person to lock the door. Don't sleep while your children are loitering in the streets, moving out. Amen. A godly mother protects the children, just like the chicken that protects the chicks, or the hen that protects the chicks. Go and see a lion, lioness, and the calves lying there, and you want to go there. Hallelujah! Don't wait before things, get bad. I have a friend. In fact, their daughter is married to a pastor now, but a British couple. Before the girl was growing and a certain man was coming there, I said, well, what shall I marry me fear? I will see you. So long as I'm alive, no way. Until the girl prayed and brought in the right person, and they are married. They've got about 4 children. The man himself is a pastor, and their eldest child is a pastor. The third one is in the Bible school. The woman said, I will not tolerate these things. There's a story. In fact, it's the same woman who told me that story. It was not her. She said a neighbor's child was playing the fool, and the neighbor beat the child, and the child called the police. And when the police came, that's British people, the woman beat the child in front of the police and said, that is my child, you are not responsible. The only difference is that you go to see Ghanaians and their children playing the fool. But for a British woman, she beat the child and told the police, you can't take my child. It is my child. And she's carrying my husband's name and my name. Amen. We must protect our children. When a child doesn't know fire, and she or he touches the fire, it will burn her. I wouldn't say that because of ignorance. When a child is playing with the boys, don't be quiet before teenage pregnancy comes in. Block some of the television channels that they watch. Make sure that you are aware of what I watch. In fact, there is no need to put channel TVs in your children's room. Put one in the hall. That was what we are doing. We watch news and few other things, and the TV is off. My children don't have time for TV. So train up the child the way they should go. When they grow, they will. So now they are not even interested in television. Yesterday, if somebody has asked the best time you were together with your wife, I would have said watching the news. We like watching the news together. And then she likes new file or few Ghana politics, which I don't like. So I don't even have any favorite program apart from the news. Our TV is always on Joy News. We don't move it. Once in a while, go somewhere. Control the home. Protect. Be defensive. Hallelujah. In our camp, we say, Mihuyaka Anuniadro. Some of the men don't have time. They are always busy here and there. Women get time. In fact, I have learned a lot from England. Most of the women, they will stop work when their children are growing for 6 years, 10 years. They will not work until the children have got their footing and they will go back to work. Ghanaians, oh, may come 3 hours, 3 hours. I go in there, we don't meet. We think it's bragging about the children anymore. It is not correct. Men, be responsible so that your women can take some time off to help the children. When I come to another level, I will say something. The children are like when you have grown yam. The stem is very weak. It needs a pillar strong for it to roll over around until it grows. When there is not that pillar or a pole there, it goes around the ground and it doesn't produce. This morning, Reverend Mrs. DeGraff, probably you're going to be Reverend very soon, we were listening to a radio station. He said that calves, when they are produced, within hours they are walking. Chicks, when they are giving birth, you know, the chicks walk within hours. But for human beings, about 18 years. For 2 years, you have to carry the person, move along. Then at certain years, you have to take the child to school. After school, you have to bring the child up until the child gets married. It's a responsibility. I'm telling you, there is one thing you may not know. There are certain things you may not be able to do. But if you take time to bring your children well, they will do it for you. I always say it to the glory of God. What my mother could not do, I did it for her. What my father could not do, I did it for him. Because they invested in me. The greatest investment is investing in your children. Protect them. My next thing is provide for them. Mumma mumma ni ya 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 ya. And a man could only be young for a bunny in kitten kitten yet to trim for a tonyama gunyama sam and I suppose you've bought and bought and bought and bought. And a common panty for your children, you don't want to buy it. Little things. Are there a bufukura wa brochira? Mse Canada bini ha. Ukwa brochira. Na mema katechia ni mani ya kum kwa resi ka hon. Milki si ka hon. Ya ene ime niu. Ya ene tika na yenya huye ni ya huyema. O bema timini ni kuwa jaya wariye. Ya se enkwa resi kenti. Canada hali mse bini ha. A mama, you are irresponsible if you want to take 1 cedi from the child money. And with your mama man and handle Roman Fanfare, my man, Roman Fanfare, my bema dear, you don't. Wow, ba! And your responsibility will be born on a way to home and so. Metisan, some name and you, who's a rough room, my man, crown, and go. We are bankrupt, eh? So for Jessica, could you? Ano tipi mo akon huma bin tuya danka. Oh yes, Reverend. Men mani bi, manu oma trasi, o mo akon huma bin tuya danka. Because of mkodezika. And irresponsibility to only in the crowd, o si me wari,
or a single parent, no, quite sorry, no, cut tongues. Send your barber single parent when it's got your hand. Ah, you know what, dinner, young Pim Chalet. Hallelujah. Provide. It is not a government responsibility. It is not anybody. It is your responsibility.
Now, we see. Mammy, me, now, I just want my gym.
And all these things are happening. We must provide. It is your responsibility. It is my godly responsibility to provide for my children. And men and women, we should do that. We should not compromise. Someone was somewhere in the house of God as a priest, and I believe everything could have been provided there, but Hannah said, it is still my godly responsibility. Of course, the result was that Ella was praying for them. In fact, when I was sent to Old Tafu as a young pastor, me mama no taught him. I do this. I hear that they need to show him a cooler. I taught him to talk that say be brave in your manioma. Hallelujah. Oma no abre misika because Tafu asore that they can't do nothing. So I have never forgotten. In fact, my first Bible was bought for me by my mother. Convention. You call convention. On call Romans. We call normal. We discuss medical. I remember all these things. Yesterday, I thought I was going to talk about Mother's Day, so I brought the scripture from Isaiah. Can a mother forget her child? In Isaiah 49. Though he may. So the question is rhetoric. So the answer is, a mother cannot forget her child. That's why sometimes we need also to honor our father and mother. The Greek word there is timē. Honor them by respecting them. Order them by giving them reward or a price. So if you are here too, and the Lord has blessed you a little, and you are not also thinking about your mother, your father, not the whole world, then you are irresponsible. Hallelujah. At the end of the year, not even a letter, a telephone call. Not even sending your mother $50, then you are irresponsible. But I'm not talking about that today. But what I'm talking about today is this. It is our responsibility to provide. Hallelujah. Present them to the Lord. Pray for them. Protect them. Provide them. And we should not be partial. This takes a negative connotation. Rebecca had two children. Isaac, Esau, and Jacob. Rebecca loved Jacob, Isaac loved Esau, and it wasn't well. You know, to the extent that the children were separated when the blessings were changed. And Sarah, Rebecca never saw Jacob, the loved one, for the rest of her life. When the Lord gives you children, some will be tall, some will be short, some will be intelligent. Some will not be intelligent. Some will have different problems. But love all of them together. Never discriminate. Don't have a preference child. Some women, sometimes their firstborn or their lastborn, or sometimes during the pregnancy or something, they might have gone through some problem, or sometimes because of the father's irresponsibility, they don't normally want to like the child. Amen. But whatever happens, treat all your children equally. If you have a piece of cake, it is for all of them. Bring them and move them together, and that will help. Let me go to the next one. Train. That one is not P, but don't worry. Train up the child the way it should go, and when it grows, you will never come out of it. And of course, training means discipline. Hallelujah. Don't spare the rod. Do devotion with them. Teach them the things of God. And when they do the writing, correct them. Hallelujah. But don't abuse them. Some children, the way they will beat their children, blah, 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 is not good. For us,
it was like this. Hallelujah. When they do something that is good and you need to praise them, praise them. So when you praise them and you are rebuking them, they will take it. Open rebuke is better than secret love. But spend time in training. Our daughter recently, when we were having my wife's birthday, just like a week yesterday, she said that, she said, Lois, are you studying? She said that, I have studied everything. She said, I'm going to read the dictionary. And Gladys says she's even forgotten it. She says, are you studying? She said, I've studied. Go and read the dictionary. And then she said, read it loud that I can hear. Now she's finished university, done her master's. Living with the husband is not our responsibility. But if we had not helped her. So train up your children. Train them how to cook. Train them how to wash this. In fact, we had a washing machine. We have always had some several years ago, not when we started. But our children, we taught them how to use their hands to wash their own things, because when they go to secondary school, they will not get wash machines there. My daughter was in Louis. She said, some parents will send their drivers from Accra to collect these girls' underwears and dirty clothes back to Accra, wash them, and the driver will bring them the following week and take another one. Could they never learn how to do this? You see, those of us who come from village, the children, you see, this is why hallelujah. Teach them how to cook. Aya try you as if ye na da kachira ne say sua dia puto na bia bakoba bi na blender ni ho. Hallelujah. Ye ye so no ye yam aduane nkatye e wo e bobo so. Hallelujah. Ye wa be ye bibia. Our children are not doing much. I will be finishing very soon. Even I've gone beyond my time, but I'm speaking out of passion. Let us mama yentrin ye mama yenye ye ma. Let us not breed our children. Let us train them. Women, Natalia, Nintuma, Nibibia, personal grooming. Hallelujah. 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 We have done this. My children will not talk 1, 2, 3 without saying, me pacho, me so. You see, do these things. Let them know how to speak to people. Hallelujah. God help us. Train them the Bible way. Teach them how to iron their own clothes and those kind of things. The last but not the least, plan ahead for them. Anything can happen to you in life. You may retire, you may die, anything can happen. But what plan do you have for your children? Sometimes we even insure our cars. We insure the content of our kitchen, but we don't deposit something. You know, now you are working, you are gaining something. Put something there for them. Hallelujah. The righteous person makes an inheritance for his children. Put something there for them. I don't think I said it yesterday here. There was a man about 90 years planting a coconut. And a grandchild went to the old man and said that, but what are you doing? Why are you planting a coconut? He said, I am planting it for you. In Chirimentira. The reason our country, Ghana, everything is bad is that politicians go there. They don't think about it even the next 10 years. They think about their four years in office and they want to grab everything. And that's why we are suffering. Let us think for our children. They are weak. The future is unknown. Of course, we know that we are in Christ. The future is uncertain.
So as we go and come back, a godly mother and of course a godly father. I wish I'll be here in June to preach on Men's Day. Plan. How often do you sit down to think and talk about your children's future and discuss and plan for them? Sit down, make it an agenda. I have seen a lot of people who have bought houses there. And yes, but I have a planning. Hallelujah. I have no problem about that. And yes, I could have been here. But here, I could have been here. Let me finish very soon. A godly mother, probably you can make it a godly parents and generalize the points. Present their children to the Lord. Commit their children to the Lord. Provide for their children. Protect their children. They are not partial. They train their children and they plan for their children's future. Oh, that God will help us to be able to be the people He desires us to be. Amen. God bless you.